serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources, but Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again, and so far Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found at their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's investigating how two brothers charged with sex trafficking were allowed to travel to his state after leaving Romania.
My brother and I are largely misunderstood.
Andrew Tate, a self-described misogynist with millions of followers, is accused with his brother of forming a criminal group, allegedly luring women to Romania and sexually exploiting them. Andrew was also charged with rape. Police raided the home of the far-right influencers and arrested them in 2022. Andrew, a vocal supporter of President Trump.
That's ABC's Victor Oquendo. President Trump, when asked on Thursday, said he knew nothing about their arrival in the U.S. Rose Giron died this week in New York. The 113-year-old believed to be the world's oldest living Holocaust survivor. She fled Poland while 9 months pregnant, lived in Japanese-occupied China, arriving in the U.S. in 1947. There are estimates that about 245,000 survivors are still living. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. In these final days of the ice fishing season, it's very important to be aware of the ice. No ice is ever safe ice, but with the mild temperatures in place and rapid spring melting underway, the ice is weakening and rivers and streams are swelling. This causes ice to break apart on rivers and lakes. And with winds expected to become gusty tomorrow, this will also start to shift ice sheets around and may cause it to break, heave, or shove on shore. Ice jams are also common this time of year on rivers, which is when ice gets caught on bends, narrow areas, and forms a dam, backing up water and flooding areas upstream. Remember, a bit of extra vigilance can help assure the safety of both yourself and those around you. Wednesday, March 5th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's a basic technology help session. You can stop by the library for help with your smartphone, computer, tablet, or other devices. Kathy will be available to help with personalized technology support. Once again, this is happening Wednesday, March 5th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. The spring thaw has begun a bit early, and with frost leaving the ground, heavier loads can't use our roads. Meteorologist Brittany Malo explains.
The 5 days of warm temperatures have ended the frozen road declaration statewide. This went into effect at midnight, and road restrictions will continue as field staff continue to evaluate the conditions. They do this with frost tubes. These are liquid filled and placed under the pavement. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local governments.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jeffrey David Spaulding, age 64, of Fifield, died on February 19th at Aspirus Seasons of Life in Woodruff. He is survived by his daughters, Jenny Spaulding and Jackie Mann, by his stepson, Michael T. Wagner, further survived by 7 grandchildren, by his 5 sisters, Jean Batten, Joan Gauze, Linda Gauze, Lori Spaulding, and Lisa Kohler. Survived also by his goddaughter, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation held at the church Saturday, March 1st from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jeffrey David Spaulding, age 64, of Fifield. Brian A. Billing, 55, of Reeseville, passed away after a sudden health event on Friday, February 14th, at Watertown Regional Medical Center. He is survived by his mother, Carol Billing, of Park Falls, by siblings, Wayne and Larry Billing, of Manitowoc, as well as aunts, uncles, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held on March 1st at 2 p.m. at the Hafermeister Funeral Home located in Watertown. A second memorial service will be held in Park Falls at a later date. This has been the funeral notice for Brian A. Billing, age 55. Frederick George Hefferly, age 75, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, February 26th, at his home. He is survived by his wife, Patty, of 57 years, by his two daughters, Shannon Hefferly Wagner of Park Falls, and by Tricia Hefferly of Park Falls. Further survived by his four grandchildren and by his four great-grandchildren. Further survived by his sister, Nancy Moeller of Park Falls, by two brothers, Ronald Hefferly of Park Falls, and Rudy Hefferly of Falcon, Missouri, along with many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Thursday, March 6th at 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation to be held on Thursday at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frederick George Hefferly, age 75, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, thank you, Mike. Michael, join us at 8:15. He's at the Combines, the NFL Combines, and he will join us live from there this morning at 8:15 to talk a little Packers and other stuff. Wrestling, of course, front and center. State wrestling tournament in Madison this weekend. A couple local wrestlers, Greg Morgan of Shawamigan, wrestled last night. Round one, Greg took on Cruz Palabicki of Crandon, and Palubicki won it in a fall in 55 seconds in the first period. So Greg will get a chance to wrestle back today, still has a chance to end up on the medal stand. He'll wrestle at 1 o'clock today against a wrestler from Lancaster. If he wins, he will continue through the consolation side of that bracket. For Phillips, J.J. Adamaitis wrestled last night, won by technical fall over Mason Sonnenberg of Cambridge. And then he wrestled Roan Carey from Mineral Point, and he fell in that one, was pinned in the third period of that match. So J.J. now will wrestle back. He will wrestle a wrestler from Wyawega Fremont. That'll start at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Fieldhouse in Madison. And boys basketball action from last night. Teams winding down their regular season. Congratulations to the Mellon Granite Takers with a 62-58 win over Solon Springs. The Mellon boys win a conference championship. So congratulations to them. Abbotsford defeated Shawamigan last night down in Abbotsford, 75-56. The Phillips boys beat Rib Lake, 67-58. Hayward topped Ashland last night, 78-58. It was Mosinee topping Lakeland, 69-51. The Rhinelander boys beat Medford last night, 51-43. And the Antigo boys topped Tomahawk last night, 72-52. Second round of girls tournament action tonight. Regional games in Division 5. Owen Withy hosting Prentice, 8-seeded Prentice at Owen Withy tonight. Gilman, the 5-seed, travels to Washburn. Winter, the 3-seed, will host Rib Lake. They are the 6-seed. And Mellon, the 7-seed, will travel to South Shore. Winners play right away again tomorrow night for the regional championship. Division 4, Cameron and Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser will face off in Cameron. They are the number 1-seed. The winner of that game will get the winner of Ladysmith at Phillips, the 5-seed at the 4. So Loggers at home tonight. We'll have it for you. Jeff Haken in the call, 7 o'clock tonight right here, 98qcountry.com, and of course on the Civic Media app. Lakeland, who had a nice tournament run last year, they'll be taking their number 2 seed to the court tonight against River Falls. The 7 seed and Mosinee will take on Medford. That one in Medford, they are the 3 seed. And state qualifiers for the hockey tournaments will be determined also this weekend. Amory Co-op and Hayward, they'll play in Amory this weekend. Tomahawk, a number 1 seed, will play host to Mosinee. That's on the boys' side in Division 2. On the girls' side, D.C. Everest, Hayward will clash. Black River Falls and Eau Claire North Co-op teams clashing also. And if you want a little Brewer baseball, we've got spring training for you on Sunday. The Brewers will take on the Cleveland Guardians Sunday, 2 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here, your home of the Brewers, 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on snow showers likely today. We could have gusts from 35 to 40 miles per hour. The temperatures from the 30s this morning into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny and colder, our high 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98Q Country.
Aloha Friday.
It's Friday. We're all in a great mood. Yes. The weekend's almost here.
It's time to party.
I think we could all use a drink.
All right.
I am not chugging beer. I'm sampling a flight of gluten-free German lagers with a French wine pairing. It's called a smorgasbein, and it's elegantly cultural.
Can we please get some alcohol into my mouth?
Hell right, hell right. Everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America.
In the meeting, Elon Musk was asked to speak, and he said that without his spending cuts, America would go bankrupt. Until things are bad, because Elon just launched OnlyFans.gov. And you know, that's...
It's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late.
President Trump met the CEO of American Airlines. Well, actually, it was the CEO of Air Canada. Trump just renamed it.
What a week I'm having!
Q.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
She's been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, here he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Everybody knows. What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes and then right back, lost in that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? What if I never get over you?
Maybe months go by, maybe years from now, it's working.
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Love that. It's become a classic, hasn't it? Billy Currington. Good Directions. 98 Q Country. I think we can label that as a classic already. 25 past 7. Hope you are well. On a Friday, the 28th of February, Joel here and you there. And let's get you our final text to win snowball throwdown showdown. Have you won anything yet? No. No? Have you been trying? Have you been paying attention? You need to pay it, like your mother told you. You need to pay attention. All right? Pay attention here now. Would you pay attention? We have a keyword for you right now that's going to get you a $25 gift certificate to, where is it to? I believe it's for Bader Sports Center. Yeah, Bader Sports Center, $25 gift certificate. And the keyword today is something that everybody is going to get after this whole snowball throwdown showdown thing. We've been watching you, what's been going on out of the playground. So the keyword today is detention. That's right. Every one of you, you all get detentions for throwing snowballs. So detention. How do you spell it, you're saying, Joel? Good question. D-E-T-E-N-T-I-O-N.
D-E-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, detention. If you're unsure how to spell it, ask your second grader. They know. So detention, hopefully they haven't had any. Detention is a key word, and that's what everybody gets today, but only one person is going to get the $25 Baiters gift certificate to wrap up our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We have had just a blast interacting with you, our listeners, on the air. I see Gray gave away our final prize yesterday, that Forward Bank Visa gift card. So thank you to Warga, O'Deer Nutrition, Jay's Automotive, Lena's Northern Pines, BC Auto Repair, John's 3 Mile Corner, Winter Cooperative, Village Pit Stop, Rail Trail Cafe, Bader Sports Center, Forward Insurance, Forward Bank, Ross's Sports Shop, and Park Falls Family Restaurant, all brought you our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. We have a couple things coming up in March. First of all, we have our NCAA bracket contest we'll be doing, so stay tuned for details on that. And we have another exciting Civic Media statewide text to win coming also later in the month of March. So we'll give you a little break here for a week or maybe two to maybe possibly get some work done. Your boss texted me again, tired of hearing from your boss, get something done today. Hey, the Oscars are Sunday. The Oscars. Yeah, are you a big fan? Not me. I'm not an Oscar person. I might watch the music awards, but Oscars. So the list of best pictures for the Oscars are, let's see, didn't see it, 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 Wicked, and Amelia Perez. Those are the ones. This is the list of, but what is kind of nice, I think, about, here's what I do with the Oscars. I see the list of movies that are up for awards, and then I go in to see if I have access through it, through Netflix or whatever, and I might watch the movie, possibly. If it has subtitles, I'm not watching it, all right? It's just the way I flow. So the Oscars are Sunday, if that's your thing. I understand. Elon Musk and his Doge, they began firing hundreds of workers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I just love the headlines that come out with all this stuff. It's been weird. I think there's a couple of things that everyone can agree on. Number one is the size of the federal government needs to be trimmed a little bit. I think everybody can agree on that. It just needs to be trimmed down. We all agree on that. Now, the way to go about that is a point of discussion. But I tell you what, being on this planet for a while, I will tell you that it's hard to fire a federal worker, or it's hard to trim a work staff, because they have a lot of workers' rights, which is fine, which is good. But also, please note that the Department of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, N-O-A-A, has over 12,000 employees, all right? So the headline that says they're firing over 800 employees is an accurate headline. It's accurate if that's a number that's accurate, which is hard to figure out. But there are over 12,000 employees. So when you see the word 800, when you see 800, you're like, whoa, that's crazy, the whole thing. No, it's just part of it. And again, I just think there's a better way to do it. I think everybody agrees that doing it's okay, but again, with the precedent set in our country of people who have tried to do it and have been chopped down on the way. Yeah. Today's National Tooth Fairy Day, by the way. What's your memory of the Tooth Fairy? How much money did you get as a kid for putting your tooth under the pillow? Did you put your tooth under the pillow? I want to get Gray in here a little bit later. And Austin, too. I want to see other people's perspective on the whole Tooth Fairy thing and what's going on there. So we'll do some birthdays later, give away a cake at 8:30. It's Friday. We're doing the fish fry. One of our featured businesses of the month is Phillips Cafe. If you haven't been down to see Donnie and the folks at Phillips Cafe, oh, they do a wonderful fish fry, a little salad bar there on the side. 44 years strong, Phillips Cafe. Try out their fish fry. If you can't make it tonight, they've got great lunch, dinner specials through the weekend. It's a Northwoods dining staple. It's a tradition right there, Phillips Cafe, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Well, our two wrestlers that wrestled at state, Greg Morgan lost his first match. He'll wrestle again today. J.J. Adamitis won a match and then lost. He'll wrestle again and try to wrestle back through to get hopefully onto the medal stand. So we'll give you information as that becomes available here today. What else? We have tournament girls hoops tonight. Phillips going to host Ladysmith. And most of you know Coach Egebrecht is retiring from head coaching after this year. So hoping to go out with a couple of more tournament wins. We'll have that for you tonight. Jeff Haken in the call. Should Phillips win tonight, we'll have it right away again tomorrow night. As Phillips would could be a home game, most likely a road game. But we'll have coverage for those Phillips girls. Boys coverage starts next Tuesday. I hope you'll make plans next Tuesday. If you're a Glidden, Park Falls, Cardinal, old school fan, or just maybe a recent Shawamigan fan, whatever it may be. And, of course, the Phillips fans, they're playing each other first round of the tournaments. Now, Phillips and Shawamigan played each other twice during the year, both really close games, both really good games. So this is going to be a fun atmosphere. Would love to see that gym just be absolutely packed. I remember the last basketball game that I played in my career. We played our rivalry school, and it was in the third round of tournaments. And it's the best memory I have from high school basketball as a player when I walked out onto the floor. And I remember even walking into the school and seeing the gym packed to the rafters and just the excitement of it. Let's create that memory for our kids. We'd like to do it at all games, but that Shawamigan-Phillips rivalry, that's a special rivalry, and that'll be Tuesday in Phillips. So make plans to go on down there. You might want to get there a little bit early to get a seat, too. That'll be a fun one. If you can't make it, we'll have the call. Steve Jetland and Jeff Haken will bring you the call of that tournament game on Tuesday. Not too often, all the years that I've been here, I not too often Shawamigan and Phillips meet in the first round of tournaments or meet at all in tournaments, because usually one of them will get knocked off or they're just in different pairings. So that'll be a fun one. Let's get you updated on what's going on at 7:34, twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found in their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Flambeau River YMCA is only 47 days away from the official opening. Final finishes have begun, along with final cleanings and fixtures going in, including a beautiful welcome desk, lighting, and ceiling tiles. In the next couple of weeks, we'll also see window tint installed, as well as interior and exterior Y signage. The Health and Wellness Center will include recumbent and upright bikes, treadmills, stair climbers, ellipticals, dumbbells, both plate-loaded and selectorized machines, and many other pieces of equipment. Additionally, there will be free group exercise classes such as yoga, cycling, HIIT, as well as add-ons such as small group and personal training, pricing to be determined on small group and personal training, and they'll be opening up their child care center this summer. Everything is moving along quickly. March 1st through March 31st over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's an adult puzzle swap. Leave a puzzle, take a puzzle, located on the second floor. Once again, this will be taking place for the entire month of March. If you take a puzzle, leave a puzzle. Over on the second floor of the Park Falls Public Library. A Northeast Wisconsin representative is supporting legislation that will allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots the day before the election. Here's Lisa Hale with more information.
Ahmad Rivera Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
State wrestling tournament yesterday. Our local wrestlers, Greg Morgan of Shawamigan, he lost his first match to Cruz Palabicki out of Crandon, so Greg will try to wrestle back today against a wrestler from Lancaster. Will be his first match this afternoon. Meanwhile, the WIAA individual wrestling tournament for J.J. Adamitis, Division III, 144. J.J. won his first match over a wrestler from Cambridge, and then in his second match, all the way to the third period, and Roan Carey out of Mineral Point pinned J.J. So J.J. will wrestle back today. He has a wrestler from Wyawega Fremont on the schedule for this afternoon. And we've got tournament basketball tonight. Our very own Phillips Loggers will take on Ladysmith at Logger Camp, and we'll have that game for you tonight, 7 o'clock, right here, 98QCountry.com, and as always, on the Civic Media app.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce for the third annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 6th. It runs from noon to 6 p.m. at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 80 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This is a free event, and it's sponsored by Advantage Home Pros, Aspirus Health, Charter Next Generation, and by Ripco Credit Union. Here are some of the vendors who will be attending. Tech Cleaning Systems, 98Q Country, Shore West Realtors, Premier Nightscape Lighting and Design, Northwoods Glass, New Horizons Family Services, Bruce Orthodontics, the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce, American Family Insurance, Chad Swanson Agency, Eagle River Cabinets, Holiday Inn Express and Suites of Rhinelander, Leaf Filter Gutter Protection, along with Northland Auction and Estate Services.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on snow showers likely today. We could have gusts from 35 to 40 miles per hour. The temperatures from the 30s this morning into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny and colder, our high 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
Green light it up when I hear you say my name. Yeah, you know just how to start it. You shine, and I just can't wait to get you out tonight. Yeah, you know how bad I want it. You ride the Chevy like a Cadillac. Blow that one stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot whip kiss falling. Just outside of town, I bring a bottle if you wanna. That moon ain't gonna tell on me and you. Just say the word and we're gonna ride this Chevy like a Cadillac. Roll that one stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot wet kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot red dress hanging on your lips. I'm talking back seat heartbeat pounding in my chest. I'm seeing red, I'm seeing red. Can't get you out of my head, girl. Can't get you out of my head. The way you color up my world, I'm seeing red.
Play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. Had a job and lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel flying away. And the sun. Trouble across her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me.
Keith Urban there at 98. Just about 11 before 8 at 7:49. Keith Urban there. Hope you are well. Hopefully the bug is not passing through your family. And we've got a March 1st looming tomorrow. It's going to be cold today. That wind going to be blowing. Temperatures starting out about 35, 38, but they will drop. We'll see only 20 or 25 for the high tomorrow. Back to the 30s and 40s for next week. We're winding down the men's college basketball regular season. Badgers are on their way to the NCAA tournament. Marquette's on their way to the NCAA tournament. The Big Ten, by the way, if you're not paying attention, the Big Ten now has 18 teams in it. So the I know. So the Big Ten tournament will have 15 of those 18 will be in. The bottom three don't get to play. They're not even going to let them show up there. We're looking forward to our March Madness contest, which we'll have again this year with fabulous and glamorous prizes. Today, the People Union USA is calling for a national economic blackout today. The founder says that the group is dedicated to economic resistance, government accountability, and corporate reform. And they aim to unite Americans against the corruption and the greed. So the boycott, which urges Americans today to refrain from shopping for 24 hours. That might be tough. I know some of you. It's going to be hard for you. So it is a protest against corporate rollbacks of DEI initiatives and perceived government overreach. Here's their quote. The quote says, "We the people will not wait any longer." The group asserts that we stand in solidarity to honor the past and carve a new path for the future. So the group clarified that Friday blackout is just the beginning. So I'm assuming when they say that, they're saying online. Don't stop from going to your local retailer here. Online blackout, I guess. Some celebrities have jumped on board for this generically stated protest. I mean, it's nice to see people proactive, but when you read that whole statement, it's just like, all right, good for you. I guess whatever we don't buy today, we'll buy tomorrow. I think it's just there's other ways to spend your energy. We have wind picking up a little bit out there. I'm looking out the window here, and I'm seeing, the branches are flopping out there. So be careful out there. Our keyword, our final one for the Snowball Throwdown Showdown is detention. All of you are getting detention for throwing snowballs. There's no way around it. I've talked to the district administrators. Everyone who's participated and thrown a snowball is getting detention, so you might as well try to win a $25 Bader Sports Center gift certificate. Text us the keyword detention right now. D-E, you know how to spell it because you had a few. Detention, D-E-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, detention. Do that sometime today. We'll announce our winner of the Bader Sports Center certificate. I bet Craig down at Bader's, bitch, he had a couple of detentions when he was in school, too. I bet. I hope he's listening. He was probably laughing.
Bader Sports Center is heating up the winter cold with hot deals on the things you need to enjoy your favorite outdoor activities. Save 20% on Big Bill insulated base layers and heater body suits now through March 1st. Special savings on select styles of lacrosse and Danner outdoor footwear. And don't forget to check out the selection of Stormy Cromer apparel for men, women, and children. Bader's even has Stormy Cromer for man's best friend. See all Bader specials on their Facebook page. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
It's Friday, and in Wisconsin, you know what that means. Yeah, it's Fish Fry Friday, and one of the best value fish fries is at Phillips Cafe. The two-piece beer-battered or baked fish fry for only $9.99. If you're hungrier, get the three-piece for $10.99, serving until 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, the best place in the Northwoods to get more food for your dollar. Phillips Cafe, located in the heart of Phillips, Wisconsin, and you can see them on Facebook, too.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Well, we received word earlier, actually yesterday, that the boss over at Northern State Bank is retiring 44 years. Congratulations to the boss over there at Northern State Bank. You know who you are, 44 years, and they wanted to send out a little happy trails down the road to you, the boss over at Northern State Bank. Happy retirement to you. From all your friends.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song.
sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Some trails are happy ones,
others are blue. It's the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy
for Tom over at Northern State Bank. 44 years. Congratulations to you from all of your employees there. Happy trails. Get to the news next.
I got a guy sight in my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend, Rebinds. Down the road, he resells Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management